Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Small Business. Glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I hope you check that out. Andy Goss is our guest, our good friend. Andy Goss, G-A-U-S-E, andygoss.com is his website. I'm going to get him to tell you more about that a little bit later on. We're talking about the whole economic situation, the monetary situation with the Fed, and he's predicted, and I agree with him, that they're going to raise rates one more time. They don't know what's going to happen next year, Andy, but they know that right now ain't bad, and so they're going to get their licks in one more time. This other quarter point of ammunition for them is really, I think in their mind, it's essential that they get this in their quiver, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, very. And I'm going to step out on a limb and predict four more in 2019.
Oh, all right.
They've already unleashed the genie, and so you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. They already created all this money. It's already hitting circulation, and we're getting tremendous downgrades.
Yeah.
So not only do I think they're going to do the four increases next year, but I think they're going to re-institute some quantitative easing by buying in some debt on their own.
They've already been reducing the balance sheet, haven't they?
That's right, by $280 billion this year.
Yeah.
So they're taking money out of circulation
right.
at a time when they should be putting money into circulation, according to many folks. So
yeah.
rather than exacerbate the problem, I think they're going to reverse that course.
You think they're going to stop taking money out, but raise rates?
Correct.
I think you're right. Yeah. I don't think they're going to do four, though. You'll not have to reconcile this a year from now. I'm going to say no more than two next year.
You're probably right, but I know that they need to do four.
I know they need to. But I'll tell you, I'm not as close to this as you are, but I think there is some pricing in of the rates in the stock market. I think that they're prepared for this a little bit, but I don't know what's going to happen next year. I want to ask you, are there triggers, are there Fed fund rate triggers to sell? Do people have sell triggers set up if the Fed fund rates goes to a certain number? Are those automatically in the system?
Oh, yeah, the computers, you know, that program trading.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Factors that in. And so there's no human intervention. The computers decide, and that's really part of the scariness.
Yeah.
Computers have no emotion, unfortunately, and they may just pull the trigger.
One thing that bothers me, though, is right now, for the last few months, Andy, as you know, I report on a number of small business research, and the big daddy, the gold standard, is the NFIB's report, Bill Dunkelberg's report, and every month, pretty much for the last several months, it's been going down a notch or two, but down from what is all and wherever it winds up is still at record levels. So what's getting me is we've had this horrible December, but we're still at unbelievable record levels. You know what I mean? I mean 24,000. What's the Dow at right now? 24,000, something like that.
Yeah, well, 24,000.
Yeah, even though it's down, my God, look where it is compared to where it was. So, isn't that a reasonable way to look at it? I mean, I know it's not good for the traders, but it is for me out here on Main Street. We take that.
Yeah, 104. That's not a bad one. I'll tell you, they've been pretty accurate, and if you're gonna really measure overall confidence in the economy, that small business optimism index is a good place to look.
Sure. I agree. So one of the things that may be priced into, or maybe not priced in, but on the radar of the people who are going to have a lot to do with what the economy looks like over the next few months,
right,
especially with regard to whether we're going to be talk ourselves into a recession. I do think if we have one, it'll be because we talked ourselves into one. I don't see
that's
that
right.
many fundamentals out there that would do it. But okay. How much of that is the debt issue that you have an excellent article this week. Debt worldwide hits record $184 trillion per person. Part of the subject of Andy's article this week. How much of that is that number?
I think a lot of it. You know, when I found one in four people are still paying off their credit card bills from last year's Christmas purchases, it seems to me, I mean, every figure that I looked at, one right after another, mortgage balances, auto loan balances, student loan debt, credit card debt, it doesn't matter where you look. What you see is that we're funding this feel-good economy on borrowed money. Even the federal government, $21.7 trillion. National debt.
15 years ago, the national debt was $5 trillion. Now it's 21.
Yeah. That's right. Right.
So go ahead.
Deficits. So consumers are deficit spending. The government's deficit spending. Businesses are deficit spending. I don't think that's good for an expansion.
Let me correct you a little bit here, because this is really important, I think. Small businesses aren't in that category. Small businesses have deleveraged like maniacs over the last 10 years. And I want to talk about that when we come back a little bit, the juxtaposition of the corporate debt, national debt, and Main Street debt. I think this is a really important topic, and it fits in with Andy's article, which, folks, I encourage you to find his article on the global debt problem we have, the time bomb, basically. Andy Garson and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.